Section B. Activity 1C. Listen and check the things that Mary wants to know.
I love your home, Bob. It's so big.
Thanks, Mary. My grandparents' home is very big, too.
Where do they live?
Very far from my home.
Oh, how far?
It's about 500 kilometers from here.
Wow, that's far.
Yes, it is. So I go there and see my grandparents only one or two times a year.
How do you get there?
I usually take the train.
How long does it take?
It takes about 6 hours. And then I take a bus from the train station to their home.
Wow, that's a long trip.
Section B. Activity 1D. Listen again. How does Bob get to his grandparents' home? Check 1 or 2.
I love your home, Bob. It's so big.
Thanks, Mary. My grandparents' home is very big, too.
Where do they live?
Very far from my home.
Oh, how far?
It's about 500 kilometers from here.
Wow, that's far.
Yes, it is. So I go there and see my grandparents only one or two times a year.
How do you get there?
I usually take the train.
How long does it take?
It takes about 6 hours. And then I take a bus from the train station to their home.
Wow, that's a long trip.
Section B. Activity 2B. Read the passage and answer the questions.
Crossing the river to school. How do you get to school? Do you walk or ride a bike? Do you go by bus or by train? For many students, it is easy to get to school. But for the students in one small village in China, it is difficult. There is a very big river between their school and the village. There is no bridge, and the river runs too quickly for boats. So these students go on a ropeway to cross the river to school. One 11-year-old boy, Liang Liang, crosses the river every school day. But he is not afraid. I love to play with my classmates, and I love my teacher. He's like a father to me. Many of the students and villagers never leave the village. It is their dream to have a bridge. Can their dream come true?